Shalom Zohar, shalom lekol ha'chaverim.
Hello Zohar, hello great friends from the world Kli. What an excitement, what a lesson. We heard this lesson in the morning and we heard it now. According to the recommendation of Rav, we are implementing it one for one. And we have received many gifts. Zohar, take us into this week, the gifts, the suggestions, and what we're going to have now in the next hour.
I'm also very excited that we're all together, and this week we really got so many gifts. The lessons were so deep in the tendency of practical work, how we take our studies, the sources, and really aim them into the actions, into the place of the last generation we're in. The correction of the world, our work towards the Creator, towards one another, towards the world. And we got very clear guidings from Rav on what it means to be someone who's serious on the path. And we're very excited that the format this year has changed a bit with the lessons that every day, in the end, the evening, we go over the morning lesson again. We discuss it again. We have a workshop, a very nice workshop that our friends Alec and Joni prepared for us yesterday in the evening. And so again, let's hope that today also we'll be able to take what we had in the morning lesson, these selected parts. Remember a few of Rav's words there, the sources, have a workshop and go a bit deeper in. We see that gradually here our friends are adding up in here.
Yes, friends are watching from all over the world. And of course, this is the moment that we usually ask from everyone. For example, all of the Israelis that the Haifa group can join together in the Haifa 2 group or PT 18. We see that Zichron is already in great force. And Zichron are always holding us as a world clean. So all of the Israelis that find themselves as one or two in a galaxy room, in the Arfut room, we recommend joining others. You'll have a better workshop. And we also have a few groups in workshop. I'm confident in that. And if not, we'll make one.
We have Asia group that I see we can go to. And also Zichron 2. I got to meet them with the 10 this week in our mixture of 10. So great friends, and we'll ask them to be our first focus group for today.
Okay, by the way, we have Volga and Moscow for the Russian speakers. We recommend moving to these bigger groups so that you'll be able to participate in the workshop. And the most amazing thing is what happened this week. Friends from the Russian Kli that we highly respect and that are holding very strongly for years, is that this week, Rav really said a few times how it really, you know, is inscribed on the heart that he wants to bring us to attainment. He said it 3 or 4 times. So come out of these thoughts in our mind, in our intellect, and come to the feeling of attainment. So this resounded in my head that I've been hearing Rav saying this for 16 years. I remember one clip that was 16 minutes about the 4 phases of direct light, and this is what I was looking for. The same excitement that Rav is taking us with a confident hand, guiding us, all of us, to attainment, to this feeling. This is something.
Yeah, it's really a tendency that we understand more and more, that we don't need to understand. We have to feel. We have to open our hearts. And that's what we're going to try to do between us right now. We're going to take Rav's words. We're going to take the Kabbalist's words. We're going to read them and discuss them. but not in a way that we really want to understand anything, but just wanting to get closer, wanting the connection between us to be such that the light can really get in there, that there'll be a place for it to dwell, for the light to come in and do the work it needs to do in this connection between us. So maybe we'll dive in to the first quote by Rav, and from there we'll continue. We have a question specifically about that. So let's see if it'll help us. So Rav's words from the opening of the lesson today. He said, I remember the time when Rabash wrote this article and how much attention and powers he devoted for it, that in one article he set up the whole relation and attitude of a person's attention he needs to everything he does in life. We can say that this article is aiming us directly to life, that we will attain from this life everything we have to do in this world. That's why I hope that we will understand its intention and what it wants to give us by it. And dear friends, our first group will be Zichron too, right? So the first question we'll discuss between us is in an open heart towards one another.
If you will, Zohar, could you read this excerpt again? It's a really strong quote, and let's read it again.
Okay, quote one. I remember when Rabash wrote this article and how much attention and powers he devoted for it, to organize in one article all the attitude that you need in a person's attention to what he does in life. Meaning you can say that this article is aiming us correctly towards life, that we will attain from this life everything we have to do in this world. That's why I hope that we will understand its intention, what he wants to give us by this. Friends, the main thing is our intention. What do we want from this study, from this gathering of friends, from our life? And the first question is, what is the intention we're aiming in this workshop right now? What is our intention? What do we want from the studies, from the gathering of our friends? What is the intention we are aiming now in this workshop? Zichron 2, you are the focus group. Come on.
Yes. They say that if we don't have an intention, it's like a body without a soul. The intention is the soul of our work. It's the essence of our work. This is the well from which we acquire the strength. This is where we get the intention, through the intention that we build together between us. And this intention is cunning and slippery. It escapes from us. And we need to see that we're always in this intention. And if not, we need to ask for help to be in this. We need to help each other in this, to remind each other and to show that we are in this intention through our requests, through our work, that we are joining the lessons and all of the daily meetings. We need to always remind the intention that it will lead us, it will guide us, so that we won't fall to our intellect. Shaul, please.
We need to help each other to, first of all, get importance for the connection, connecting an intention, giving contentment to our Maker. And this will constantly have to be in the top of our importance, because also the heart and also the mind are serving. Once it's important, the heart and mind right away deal with what's important for it. So if we organize the importance all the time, this has to be at top of importance, that each one of us will be in the right intention to give contentment to the Creator. Dudu.
Our purpose is to discover the Creator between us. It's not the revelation that's important here. It's the feeling that we have, of the feeling between us, that we discover the Creator between us, the quality of bestowal, the quality of attainment. the quality between us. And our intention in this way is to get to Him, to tie between us and to aim to this connect, from this connection to the Creator, so that He will make us as one man with one heart. And then to give Him contentment.
Yeah, in what Zohar wrote, the quote by Rabash, he used paying attention twice, meaning, where do you put your heart? In Hebrew, attention is tzumat lev, is attention in the heart. So everything the friend said here, it's all about where we are putting our heart. And the connection between us is through where we're putting our heart, through the attention we're giving to it, and not our mind that can't encompass the intensity of what's happening between us. The mind can't get this, but the heart can. So we need to put the heart there. And when we do, this amazing connection happens, where the Creator can be revealed. And that's our goal, to put the Creator in everything, to adhere to Him. That's our top priority. The rest is just a process. So the process has to go through where you put your heart. And let's give the heart to Obi.
Thank you, thank you. The Kavanah is the staff, the Mateh. We there hold a staff in our hand, and it guides us on the right path. And it's the symbol before our encampment, where we throw it, and it turns into a serpent. It turns into an intention to receive oneself. That is why we always need to hold, as Amir said, to hold on to this, paying attention, that we are looking at the staff, that we are holding on to it, and it is serving us as a staff that is guiding us. Clipper.
Yeah, Baal HaSulam is giving us an intention we should hold on to, which is raising in the degrees of man and not remaining a beast. That's always guiding me. We were created beasts, and by our mutual intention, we are trying to be man, Israel.
And כמה הבחנות מדהימות יש בסבב הזה שעכשיו אנחנו שומעים מהחברים.
Yeah, from this surround, we hear many great things about the same thing. But each thing is its own world in its scrutinies. And the discernments that each one shares is really aiding the heart, that they're opening their heart, and this is causing the intention. This is a sort of building of a mutual intention. That we are throwing our intellect aside and we are trying to enter the heart of the friends, trying to feel each other. And to feel in our work an opportunity that is truly great to reach an equivalence of form with the Creator, only through the intention. Through the intention, everything will be clarified. Shaul.
Yeah, when we help each other organize our life correctly, the intention becomes right, because once the intention is needed in order to organize your life. That's why we constantly need to organize our life in such a way that we put in the top priority the path, the friends, the connection, and the rest will already go beneath the importance of those things. And then the right intention is created. We work correctly and we start building the equivalence of form where the Creator can be revealed.
The quote that we read from Rabash, from Rav about Rabash, reminds us that if we read, as Rav suggests, without trying to get too much into it, but trying to be included together so that we really absorb it between us, and on this we are clothing in the intention, and we will get the intention to have with us, between us, and that we will be together with the Creator, that we will discover the quality of bestowal between us. It's like when we dip the cake into the whiskey.
Yeah, here we can see as much as these meetings here between us, what great importance they have for us to be in this state that organizes everything into our heart. Because this week when we checked, or at least me, I checked, how much am I during the day with the friends in my heart? And I was in shock by myself, because most of the time I was in myself and just a bit in the friends. That's why the importance of these meetings is just, you can't, are immeasurable. And in them we can truly reach the state that later on will give us forces for the whole day to try and be with the friends in the intention of the heart, with the right, what Rabash is speaking about. So, thanks to all the friends that are doing this amazing work that is holding us together in the right intention.
Yeah, this is the work of the heart, as we hear from our great friends. We all want to be as much as possible in this work of the heart. And before we continue to the next excerpt and continue to the next question, we would like to ask from the friends in the UK to move over to Asia, and we will have the next focus group in English, so that all of the Asia group will be our focus group. So you don't have to be too much of a rush, but we would like to ask you from the UK to join Asia, so we'll have as many people as possible in Asia. So we'll have an English focus group. And from our Russian friends, we would like to ask you to join, which is the biggest group, and to join. Right now we see that there's about 3 or 4 sitting in different rooms, so let's unite. This is the whole matter, to connect. So, if you will, and if you allow, Zohar, I will read the next quote, quote number 2. And it goes like this. In our case, it means that we need to understand that we are not in any time. We are in the time of the Messiah, in the correction of the reforming light that is drawing us. Mashiach means drawing us. And that we need to understand what is this force that is drawing us, and what does it want to do with us? How do we prepare ourselves so that it will do this work on us? How can we be partners in this and advance? This is why we need to understand what exactly is demanded from us, and together we can do this. We will learn. I'll read it again. Slowly, slowly, so that the translators will be able to translate it clearly. In our case, it means that we need to understand that this isn't a meaningless time. It is a time of the Messiah. It is a time of correction, a time of the upper light that is drawing us. Mashiach, Messiah, comes from the word Moshech, that draws us, and we need to understand what is drawing us. What does it want to do with us? How do we prepare ourselves to do that it will do the work on us? And how can we be partners in this? And by this, advance. Therefore, we need to understand exactly what's demanded from us and try to do this together. We will learn. This is from the morning lesson. And the workshop question goes like this. What internal transformation do we need to go through in order for the reforming light to influence us? What internal change, transformation, do we need to go through in order for the reforming light to influence us? We would like to ask the Asia group to be our focus group, and I hope that all of you friends in UK have joined, and we can start this great celebration Asia, please.
Okay, sorry, clicking. In English. Okay, so the internal changes, let's start with importance. Let's start with what's important. Is it me? Or is it something, some idea that is separate from me? Do I need to pass it to someone? Shalom?
We have to create efficiency. We have to create space so the light will come in. As simple as that. So that starts with nullifying each one. It starts with connecting, creating a circle of the stand where the Shekhinah can come in. And it's also including connecting the Creator, so the channels will be open all the time between the Creator. And thank you. Who's next? Itai.
Hello, great friends. So good to see you finally. It feels like a 10 meetings. And some of us missing it because of the hours. But anyway, to the workshop. What the internal change we need to go through. Enormous and accepting the sages and the Kubalim, what they say. Borishka.
Thank you, Taichik. So it's a very special moment for us to be here together and to make that transformation for each other, for the sake of building that one kli that we started talking about. To build that prayer together. The transformation is called, I believe, good connection between us, supportive, caring, warm, everything for that one goal of ours. And Shamir, the warmest friend I know.
Yes, really. Thank you, Boris. Really, I think that the only internal change that we need to go through to is to have an internal cry for the friends, is to really pray for the friends and to really build one common prayer to the Creator to help us have the reforming light. I think I can never be able to do that internal change without my brothers, without my friends in the tent. And together only we can really bring the light through good connection, as Boris said, to good connection through love, through arvut, through really care for the friend from all our heart. And I think this will bring the change and the light between us, because really Creator is also between us all the time. Nadav?
Thank you, Shamir. We're here to learn how to be bestowers. So I think we need to find a way to change from an inner thought to an outer thought. Think about the friends and not about myself. Try to annul myself and cancel myself completely and just hope to be as one with the friends and feel all the friends' deficiencies and desires and want to be with it. Pandit, please.
Yeah, because when we connect with the friends in our heart, then we reveal that our own dirt, and we reveal our deficiency that we cannot connect. And through here that we have the common cry that each of us aware to the center of our tent that we want to change, we want to change, we want to live differently, which within the correct connections, not only good, but it's got the correct connections, where each of us shall bring contentment toward the Creator, because we make Him the King of Kings out of our actions and our intentions. And I think, so to speak, Gadi can help us further.
Yeah, thank you, Pandu. Yeah, I can only help with the help of the friends. This is why we sit here, because we're trying to change our nature, which is it's a very hard thing to do. And that internal change is what we together bringing to try to bestow to each other, to do something that it's not coming naturally. It's something that we have to work. We have to nullify ourselves a little bit here, a little bit there. We need to rise above reason. And all those little tools that Rav is passing us during the lesson, that we can have an open laboratory, and doesn't matter from where, we can still try to tweak ourselves to the right way as opposed to go to the left way. Todd?
Yeah, that's really it. Just nullification. The only way to get that light in is to clear the vessels, make space, and each one of us have to bow. And then we see that we will be drawn in to the... Or the light will be drawn into us, into our vessel. Next friend, back to the start. Am I last?
And or Theodore, you pick.
Well, I really want now that I will be able to point of shame what I feel.
Okay.
What great friends we have around the world. Friends from around the world in one room, and each one opened his heart, and it was just melting in one another and going through this inner transformation together. Let's go to another quote by Rav. Quote number 3. There's no doubt. Oh, and let's prepare our friends in... Who do we say, Chaim?
Let's put Moscow and Novosibirsk together. You have time now. Decide between yourselves. Let's say that Novosibirsk is going to move to Moscow, and Moscow will be a big group that will see all of you there. You have a small mission, Novosibirsk. You're going to move over to Moscow. Let's hear the quote, and they will have enough time to move over.
There's no doubt that in dissemination, we can. We even draw the light even more by that, because we're asking to have the light for people that we're taking care of. When we go to disseminate, and in the people there's a great desire, only it's concealed, because until the correction isn't revealed, in the Adam Rishon it goes from easy to difficult. And then the people that are around the world and don't care about the wisdom of Kabbalah, correcting the world, it's because of their great will to receive. It still doesn't feel itself that it belongs in any way to the upper light. That's why I can't respond to it. And that's why we need to connect to them, to get a bit of an impression from there and bring them to our prayer to the Creator. Let's read it one more time. There's no doubt that in dissemination, we can. We draw the light that reforms even more, because we ask to have the light that reforms for the people that we're taking care of. When we go and disseminate, and in them, in the people, there's a great will to receive, only it's concealed. Because until we don't discover the corrections, in the first Adam, it goes from easy to difficult. And then those people that are now around the world, and they don't care of the wisdom of Kabbalah, the correction of the world, it's because they're great will to receive. He still doesn't feel himself in any way of belonging to the upper light. That's why he can't respond to it. And that's why we need to connect to them, to get some kind of impression from there and bring them to the complete prayer to the Creator. The question is how to understand the Creator as quick and as better as possible. How should we respond correctly to what He's expecting from us? Again, how to understand the Creator as good as we can and as quick as we can? How can we respond correctly and quickly to what He's expecting from us? So, friends from Novosibirsk and Moscow, together, please.
Желание товарищей по отношению к творениям — это насладить сотворенных. А для этого нам необходимо выполнить одну единственную вещь: соединиться вместе.
For this reason, we need to do one thing, to connect together with those that are yearning for the same purpose. They are yearning for the Creator, to recognize Him as the good that does good.
Друзья, мы приветствуем тех, кто к нам зашли. Давайте, Максим, и ребята, которые к нам присоединились.
Да, продолжу, Хайрим, но я думаю, что...
Yeah, I'll continue, friends. I think that the system is expecting us to become that pipeline. And that we'll receive this light not for ourselves, and everything that's happening around us, all these conditions, these difficulties, the blows, and the rest of the gifts, it pushes us to the goal.
Andrei?
Да, спасибо большое, Дмитрий. У тебя микрофон включен. Угу. Включается просто автоматически. Как понять быстрее Творца? Ну, наверное, вот мы сейчас занимаемся семинарием.
How do we understand the Creator faster? Right now, in the workshop, we are combining our desires so that together we will have the solution. What is he expecting from us? Is this complete annulment of myself? So that we will cause this unit of bestowal, and that the Creator will give us the masach, the screen. We want to feel ourselves in as this unit so that the Creator will really be felt as the good that does good. Yeah, this unit that we feel the Creator, we need to give the Creator the deficiency. This unit needs to be able to have the Creator dwell there, so that we'll have this work.
Всех радостно видеть, потрясающе, что товарищи собираются.
It's great to see everybody. It's wonderful how everybody gathers. Well, how can you understand? By your deeds, we will know you. Meaning that through His creation, We can recognize him, and who else can you connect to but the friends? So I'm asking myself, how does the Creator answer me? So the friends answering me, that's the Creator answering me. I have to listen to the friends very good and everything they tell you, because it's not just like that, if none else besides him. So everything that friends say, it comes out of him. And the truth is, it's not Andrei, it's not Vasily, it's not Dima who want anything from you. It's the Creator through them, that he wants something from you. So you need to ask the Creator, why are the friends behaving in such a way? Why are you asking you such questions? Why are they demanding this from you? Why is the Creator asking through them? And then you'll be in the right direction. And you see that through great friends, the great Creator is working.
Yes, the Creator expects from us this deficiency, this directed aim that it will be able to be filled with the contentment for the Creator. And our work is each time to find this mutual deficiency.
Hello, all the friends. You can hear the Creator only through the friends. Such a special meeting. I'm so happy to see all the friends. Such powerful friends, strong friends. That through them the Creator is talking. And we need to take an example how to be a true fighter for the Creator, how to think of him, work towards him. And we finally started moving near the quality of bestowal and started realizing these actions and drawing the upper light.
Друзья, Денис.
No es bueno para el hombre seguir solo. Si somos dos, seguro habrá consuelo. Dos instrumentos tocando en armonía, cantando juntos esta sinfonía. La primavera tornándose en verano, la mariposa, la luz rauda volado. Y como el hombre que a casa ha regresado, unos con otros nos vemos conectados. Despierten de una vez, vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez, nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez, vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez, nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. El nido a sus pichones quiere alimentar. El mar y el horizonte se han fundido. Así yo con mi hermano me de allá. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra aplausos. despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará.
Wow, איזה שמחה, איזה שמחה.
What joy, what joy. Now, together, with this excitement, we would like to move on to the next quote. It's a bit long. I will read it once with great attention, and then we would like to do an exercise, and we will tell you about it afterwards. And Zohar will also choose our next group. Our focus group is going to be Ashkelon. So Ashkelon, you will be next, so pay attention to the quote and prepare for the workshop afterwards. The quote goes like this. Let's focus and really get into the words of Rav. We want to devote to the friends, to the Creator, and see it as the same thing. It is me. I devote myself to this change. I do not have the strength to do something with myself. I am always the will to receive, an egoistic will, that as I was born, I will remain the same. The Creator created me this way, and what depends on me now is only this inclination to change, that my will, my desire, will have a different form, that I will use my entire nature in order to bestow back through the friends to the Creator. By that, I acquire the nature of the Creator. Accordingly, as much as I am equivalent to the Creator, I get closer to the Creator. This is called getting closer in spirituality until I get to a state that is like adhesion, as is written, return to the Lord your God. Really, this is what we want.
Maybe before the workshop question, let's do something that what Rav said during the morning lesson. He said these words. When you meet, try and be in one heart aimed to the Creator. And also take like a minute or two of silence in that intention. Let's do this now with other friends. Let's take a moment of silence, internal. Think of what we just read, this one intention.
So, and people already start thinking about the question, what does it mean to devote ourselves to the Torah, to the friends, and to the Creator? Friends, a friend or two, in silence, each one enters themselves. Please go ahead. The question that we want to answer, what is devotion to the Torah, to the friends, to the Creator? Again, what is devotion to the Torah, to the friends, to the Creator? Ashkelon, please.
יותר מקולקל, ואנחנו מחזירים לו את זה.
We are giving the Creator back in a good way. Every time it demands us to be more sensitive, as if to go beneath the radar, penetrate through the evil will to receive, and through it go to a state of love and sensitivity and connection and devotion. And this is what the Creator helps us with. And we constantly ask for this ability to connect with a lot of love and feeling towards the friends, specifically through the bad desire. Asaf.
Yes, this connects exactly to what we were previously talking about. When we try to annul ourselves and feel the friends, that the friends are always giving us these gifts. They are melting our hearts. They only want to help. They're only praying for you. And then you feel in this workshop how much you're small, how much you want to devote yourself to the friends, to bestow to them, to the Creator. Whatever their purpose is, whatever they want, it doesn't matter. That's your aim, your goal. To cut up the ego a bit more for these great friends.
Ophiel.
I would take it more towards this devotion, more towards the general advancement of man. I'd say that during the day, we need to see how every action we're doing, we know we're working the corporeal world. Our mind forgets of everything, the path of friends, and we start something corporeal, family, kids, work, doesn't matter. But you need such a devotion that even after I went out of that 10 minutes, I had to concentrate in them, right away I think of the friends again and the Creator again. And I remember perception of reality and that I'm in the Creator and all the friends are with me, and that during the day, we'll constantly, every time we're doing things that aren't connected, we can come back right away. That's the devotion we need to the friends and the Creator. And be through this the out the day. It's not only 3 hours of a lesson, I'm done and that's it. No. It's a matter of keeping it going, devotion. In this way, we establish our connection and it becomes solid and strong. So I'd raise importance for that, along with the beautiful things you said. Danny.
Yes, exactly. This devotion to the Torah, to the Creator. We need to be devoted to the friends. We need to be completely with our whole heart with them, to annul to them, because the friends are all that we have. They are the revelation of the Creator, according to how much we can get closer to the Creator. And the devotion starts with the lessons, with our meetings, with our Zooms, and to try and do more. The goal above that is not to forget about the connection between us, that we are together, even in corporeality. And as much as we try in this, by this effort, we have the strength, we have the force, that even with our despair, even with our weak, whatever we feel, we're trying to feel this stuff.
Yeah, the Creator brought us to the 10. And he said, "Dear friends, this is your connection device, your walkie-talkie. That's how you talk to me. So as much as you annul to them and bring them your love, that's the way you'll reach the Creator. And get an answer through the friends. That's what they're doing. Each and one of them and all together. It's great friends." Alexei.
Yes, all of them increase, add more love, to raise the importance of the goal. All the time to try and give. It doesn't matter what the Creator gives. The Creator gives it so that we rise together, that every time we will find this path to truth. And how do we aim? It's by the light, that the group gives, that each one gives a bit of it, and that together we give this direction, this aim, and together we will get the adhesion with the Creator, direct to the goal.
To make efforts of inner concentration where you expand your perception, where you sail to a different reality, and that's the place where the friends get a completely different value and understand something else except for the corporeal attitude that awakens in you. If you think of them as an endless fountain of this abundance, of this connection, of the spiritual attainment, so you see them completely differently and you aim to them differently. And your concern, it goes from you to them. Because now you are connected to a different body. You're in a different reality.
And now, in this new reality that our friends from Ashkenaz were talking about, we are really feeling their devotion. We don't want this to end. We don't want this workshop to end, ever. Let's read from Shemati 40, Faith in Rav, What is the Measure? When one is engaged in the right, the time is right to extend the upper bounty, because the blessed adheres to the blessed. In other words, since one is in a state of completeness, called blessed, in that respect one presently has equivalence of form. Since the sign of completeness is if one is in gladness. Otherwise, there is no completeness. It is as our sages said, the divinity does not stay but only out of gladness of a mitzvah. The meaning is that the reason that it brings one joy is the mitzvah, meaning that the Rav had commanded him to take the right line. It follows that one keeps the commandments of the Rav, that he was allotted a special time to walk on the right and a special time to walk on the left. The left contradicts the right, and since this, the left means that when one calculates for oneself and begins to examine what he has already acquired in the work of God, and he sees that he is poor and indigent. Thus, how can one be in wholeness? Still, one goes above reason because of the commandment of the Rav. It follows that one's entire wholeness was built on above reason, and this is called faith. And we will conclude with the question that's going to the focus group. Who's the focus group, Chaim?
We will go with PT21. The heart is torn to choose a group. You know, there's like 100 kids and you have to choose one. Well, so, is the question all?
That's the way we want to finish every meeting. What is the state of joy in the work in completeness? What is the state joy in the work in completeness?
אתה מסוגל להתחבר דרך הנקודה של הלב בלב לכל החברים מעל כל הרצון לתת.
If you can connect to the point in the heart with all the friends above the will to receive, you're up.
זה מצב שהתחלנו
ממצב. It's the state where we start not feeling anything at all, and the joy is built slowly, slowly, piece by piece, until we see the connection that we built between us.
Gershon.
Gershon.
What do I say? I went a lot around the world when I was young. I always traveled the east, the west, and always came back. And I don't remember I was ever so happy like I am to see every friend that joins in here. I see Moshe, I'm happy. I see it's friends I haven't seen for so long, and suddenly I feel very close. And I really don't have an explanation to it. Maybe that's the happiness, that it's just good to be the friends that you miss them, that I don't know. But what's sure is that we did something good in these minutes, that we talked in the importance and invited the light. And I'm sure we caused happiness somewhere, Leo.
The best way to express this joy is to ask again, to give it to the Kli, so that we will feel it in a way that it's for everyone.
Thank you, Leo, for the surprise. It's really happiness from perfection is a result of importance of the spirituality that the friends give you. That's what gives you the happiness. When you have importance for bestowal,
מה הולך מסביבנו? לפעמים זה שובר לי את הלב. אם הגענו עד כאן זה סימן שכבר אין חזרה. אז קדימה לדרך ויחד נעיר את הנשמה. בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר. לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור. בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר. לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נצא מהחושך ישר אל האור. העולם מתקדם לו, עליות ירידות ופנינו לאן. הכדור בידינו, יום ועוד יום נזרז את הזמן. כבר הלכנו שנים במדבר וחצינו ימים. עכשיו אנו יחד נחזיק בו אחד השני. ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר. לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור. בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר. לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נצא מהחושך ישר.